After the Reformation, the reading of God's word from the Bible became a key part of church ritual. In 1559, in fact, church wardens were ordered to provide pulpits in all churches. The window above the pulpit is there to provide light for the preacher, so will date from when the first pulpit was installed, probably in the mid-16th century. The current pulpit was installed in 1909 and was preceded by at least two previous ones. The metal bracket on the wall below the pulpit window is an hourglass stand. Hourglasses were introduced in the 16th century to time sermons. Early seating would have been benches, but box pews were installed probably around 1700. In the 19th century, restorers made great changes to many English churches, and St. Michael's was no exception. In 1864-5, the old box pews were removed and the present ones installed. The west wall gallery was removed, a new pulpit was installed, the stone slab floor was replaced by coloured Minton tiles. Much wall plaster was removed. We're lucky that so much of the wall painting is still there. There were major repairs to the external walls and to the roof. The pews went to local farms to serve as pig troughs, and the old flagstones went to pave barns, etc., in the village. All the inscribed memorial stones were supposedly placed in the porch, though there's only one recognisable now.
Until 1864, there was a gate
between the nave and the chancel, probably dating from the mid-1600s. In medieval times, the chancel was reserved for the priest, with a screen between the nave and the chancel, with a locked door to keep out people and dogs. Over the screen would be a rude beam supporting the image of Christ on the cross, flanked by the figures of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint John. Now proceed to the chancel steps.